Apart from the chirps of the crickets or the occasional passing car on Mullen Station Road, the cross-country course at Shelby Farms Park is nearly silent most nights of the year. For two nights in October, though, it comes alive.
And here we go. Runners, set!
The Frank Horton Classic is a hidden gem in the city of Memphis and one of the best spectacles the sport of cross-country has to offer. Over 70 portable light towers illuminate the 1.5-mile grass loop cross-country course at Shelby Farms for over 2,000 people to compete. Whether it be in the community race or elementary and middle school 2Ks on Friday night, or the headlining event, the high school races on Saturday night, some of the best running talent in the Southeast flocks to Memphis for these two nights. Caleb Smith, who competed at the Frank Horton in high school and now works for the meet, says that this race will bring something out of you that no other race does.
The vibe. There's just, sometimes night races feel like you're out hunting because like you're in the shade for so long, then you're suddenly in the light and you're just like trying to pick people, like catch one at a time. And night races make that feel so much more like valid. Like I feel like I'm hunting people in the dark, going for one person at a time until I'm at the very front.
Due to the Tennessee High School State Cross Country Championships taking place in Memphis for the first time in their 55-year existence, this year's Frank Horton was the biggest and most competitive yet. Asher Oates, who won this meet last year and is the defending AAA state champion, broke his own course record with a blazing fast time of 14:41 for the 5K. Despite that, though, he still didn't get the lofty goal he was ultimately looking for.
You know, I kind of had the idea that I wanted to go for state record, just kind of chase after that, see what it felt like to go out really quick. Took it out too fast, but you know, we live and we learn.
Despite the spectacle and incredible competition, the best part of this event is how it brings the running community together and raises money for a great cause. All proceeds of the event go towards Memphis Youth Athletics, a local nonprofit that puts on cross-country and track meets, as well as a summer program that has served every zip code in the Memphis area. Smith values this community greatly, and it's part of the reason why he keeps coming back every year.
The running community is just so awesome to me. It's like everybody is just genuine. Everybody loves fitness. It's a healthy lifestyle. And obviously the NYA staff and Frank Horton, they're the epitome of that. They're great people that just want to help other people, want to make the future of Memphis a little healthier by opening this up to people. And I love that.
Reporting for The Roar, I'm Robert Randall.